Welcome to Module 1, Video 8, General Protocols. As we mentioned in the last video, these general protocols we want to start right away for most people while we are waiting for their labs. This will help kind of clear out some of the basics, provide as a reset for people, and will also allow people to feel the excitement of getting started on a protocol right away while we're getting those labs back. We often see that when we start on some of these basic things, we do see some symptoms fall away, which also can help people have a lot of confidence in what we do. So here's what we recommend for day 1 through 30 in the AM, starting with 2 capsules of Methyl Protect, providing those methylated B vitamins that so many people are deficient in that are really necessary for so many areas of detoxification. Now, some people are worried about people being over-methylated. We don't generally find that for 90% of people in our practice. So it's something to be aware of, but most people tolerate these methyl donors really well and are quite deficient in them. It's good to know that if methyl donors ever do cause problems for people, if people feel a little spacey or they get headaches after trying a methyl donor, niacin will actually help the methyl donors unbind from their receptors. So if you ever do find that people are reacting negatively to a methyl donor, such as Methyl Protect, which like I said is very rare, just know that you can give niacin and that will reverse this whole effect very, very quickly for people. In the AM, we also do 1 capsule of CurcuPlex 95, providing that high-dose curcumin that allows for a lot of anti-inflammatory processes, but also will affect detoxification. So it's also going to help upregulate something called the NRF2 gene, which is necessary to work well for detoxification to be done safely. People are very deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is very deficient in our soil due to the lack of crop rotation in the United States, and therefore we find that people are very, very deficient in magnesium, actually more deficient in magnesium probably than any other nutrient out there we find. So the OptiMag 125 is really helpful for that. 1 scoop of IgG 2000 colostral whey peptides will start to provide help and support for the gut. Intestinal permeability is so common, and there's so many reasons for that leaky gut that we want to start healing that right away. That will help people maximize their nutrition, help decrease the inflammation, and help provide support for any ongoing autoimmune process. 1 scoop of Fit Food Complete will also provide a natural multivitamin and mineral complex for people, as well as giving choline. Choline is going to help the parasympathetic nervous system. It's going to help digestion, and it's actually going to help biliary support and bile flow as well. So we get a little bit of that detox already happening from the Fit Food Complete. PM for days 1 to 30, we want to give a capsule of K2D3 5000. We generally think this is a pretty safe dose for D3 for most people. This is because we see on labs, most commonly people are incredibly deficient in D3, even in places where people are getting a lot of sun. Talking to colleagues down in the Texas area and the southern area, even where areas there's a lot of sun and a lot of sun many days of the year, people are still so deficient in D3. So supporting this is really important. Making sure we're getting our omegas. We're not in a culture in the States where people are eating fish for breakfast and people are eating fatty fish even on a regular daily or even weekly basis. So making sure we're supporting fish with the omega monopures. 1 capsule of curcumin 95 or CurcuPlex 95 in the evening, also to provide that curcumin and that anti-inflammatory support. And in the evening, we also like to put in 1 scoop of IgG 26. Now, IgG 26 is similar to that IgG 2000 CWP that's used in the morning. They're both colostrum. But the CWP that's used in the morning is from a dairy source versus the IgG 26 is immunoglobulin Y from an egg source. Now, despite these both being colostrums and both doing great things for the intestinal lining as well as for the immune system, they do provide certain differences. The IgG26 has about 26 different antibodies that it is providing for our body. So it's providing a different source of immune support than that IgG2000 used in the morning. So this is a really complete morning and evening protocol. One thing that comes up as a question with using the IgG2000 or the IgG26, these colostrums, is a question about sensitivity to dairy and egg. And we certainly do not use these products and we eliminate them if people are anaphylactic level sensitive or allergic to these particular foods. However, we actually find that if people have mild allergies, mild IgE reactions, or mild sensitivities, IgG reactions, that giving these types of products can actually reverse those sensitivities and allergies. So they actually are really good to give people for mild allergies or mild sensitivities, as long as it's not anaphylaxis. At bedtime, we can do 2 capsules of the OptiMag 125 that will help people get into that relaxed mode to sleep, also providing that additional magnesium that many people are deficient in. And then 1 pack in a ProBioMax Plus DF to really help maximize their probiotics, maximize that intestinal biome. So then day 31 to 60, so now this is the second month of just kind of a generalized protocol that we'll put people on. In the AM, now we're gonna start getting into more liver support. So we're gonna do 2 caps of the Xenoprotex, which is going to provide all sorts of different nutrients needed for phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification, as well as the antioxidant support through the NRF2 gene. So we're getting some NAC, some milk thistle to help with glutathione recycling, some curcumin and some DIM, which is really going to help that NRF gene, that NRF2, that NRF gene is really going to help make detoxification safer for people. We're also getting ALA. ALA is going to cross the blood-brain barrier, so that's alpha-lipoic acid. That's going to cross the blood-brain barrier and help people detox the brain. Be active. So many people are deficient in B vitamins, and as we know, they're necessary for so many different biochemical pathways throughout the body. Curcuplex CV, again, getting some of that curcumin in. And then the PM, we're going to keep going on the basics, though, the D3K2, the fish oils with the omega monopure, and the lipotrophic X, again, to really maximize detoxification process. At bedtime, we're going to give 1 cap Colonex. Now, Colonex is going to help move the bowels. So if somebody does have a tendency to lose stools or have absolutely has no negative effects from detoxification, meaning they don't have a tendency to get constipated when they detox, we can leave this out. But for many people, they have a tendency towards constipation, and if they're detoxifying, they'll lean even more that way. Constipation is the worst thing for detoxification. It's really going to put the brakes on, and it's going to make people feel really bad. So during detox, we need to keep the bowels open no matter what. And so that Colonex is going to be really helpful for that. 1 capsule at bedtime should allow for a very healthy movement in the morning. Continuing during the second phase with the OptiMag 125, as well as switching the ProBioMax formula to the ProBiomex SB to alter those probiotics just slightly. Now, here's what's additional is during days 31 to 44, so in the middle of this, or the beginning of the second phase, in the middle of this whole generalized protocol, we are going to add additional supplements for detox days. So we had a certain protocol for day 1 to 30 to review, and then we're switching that protocol to a different protocol for day 30 to 60. Now, day 30 to 60, remember, is where we're going to get into liver detoxification. So for the first part of the second phase, day 31 to 44, we're going to be doing some even deeper detoxification. This is kind of the detox days. So day 31 to 33, we can do 2 scoops of the OptiCleanse GHI at breakfast. The OptiCleanse GHI is basically a gut and liver cleanse. It's going to provide vitamins and minerals. It's going to provide all sorts of nutrients that are going to help with phase 1, phase 2 detoxification, support that NRF2 process, and lead to healthy elimination. So day 34 to 35, we're going to do 2 scoops of OptiCleanse GHI at breakfast and dinner. So what we're basically doing here is we're substituting OptiCleanse GHI for protein. So when we're saying day 31 to 33, 2 scoops of OptiCleanse GHI at breakfast, basically what that means is during those days, lunch and dinner can be done, can be eaten in normal ways and healthy ways, a balanced protein, fat, vegetable type of meal with small to moderate carbohydrates. Now for breakfast, day 31 to 33, that 2 scoops of OptiCleanse GHI is essentially a meal replacement. If people want to have some vegetables with that meal, they certainly can. But we definitely are using the OptiCleanse GHI as a minimum of a protein replacement, if not entirely a meal replacement. So day 31 to 33, we'll do 2 scoops of the OptiCleanse GHI for breakfast with or without some additional vegetables, up to the individual client. Then for lunch and dinner on those days, that's just normal healthy lunch and dinner. Day 34 to 35, now we're going to increase the OptiCleanse GHI. So now we do the OptiCleanse GHI at breakfast and dinner. So this is now our protein for breakfast and dinner with some additional breakfast or with some additional vegetables if needed. And then lunch is abnormal. Now for days 36 to 40, we're going to do 2 scoops of OptiCleanse GHI for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So now we have complete protein support and protein use purely with the OptiCleanse GHI. This is so much protein, we really don't want to go beyond this. So if people do want to add some fresh vegetables beyond the OptiCleanse during these days, they are welcome to, but it's not needed. It could certainly be a pure fast just using the OptiCleanse GHI. Now day 41 to 42, now we're going to go backwards. We kind of work up this protocol and then we work down. So days 41 to 42, 2 scoops of OptiCleanse GHI at breakfast and dinner. So with those 2 scoops, again, we can have veggies with it. Lunch will be as normal healthy lunch. And then 43 to 44, now we're back down to the OptiCleanse GHI just for breakfast with a healthy lunch and a healthy dinner. Now for ease of compliance for days 1 through 60, you can basically give people Medipacks. So if you contact your local Zymogen rep and you give them these sorts of protocols, they will basically put these protocols together in a packet. So you'll have day 1 through 30, an AM packet and a PM packet for people. So they won't have to open a bunch of different bottles. They'll just open this sachet that has all the pre-put together capsules in the right amount for the AM and PM. So you can get these made from day 1 through 30 and day 31 to 36. So the only thing they would really have to do in addition to these packets is basically on that day 31 to 44, they would just have to add the OptiCleanse GHI at the appropriate meals. So this is the way to make it easiest. So what I would do is I would take this information, contact your Zymogen rep, and just say, hey, can you put these together in Medipacks for me and for our clients? And then they're pre-made and super, super easy to use, very, very compliant. When you're just telling people, take 1 sachet, 1 pack in the morning, 1 pack in the evening for day 31 to 30, and then day 31 to 36, we're gonna move on to the second pack, same thing, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. And then the only thing they really have to think about is day 31 to 44, doing that additional OptiCleanse GHI, which is so easy because it's actually saving people time, right? They can use it as meal replacements. So during that time, it actually opens up a lot of time for people. And because it's so protein rich, we don't actually find that people tend to get very hungry. But like I said, if people are getting hungry, they can certainly add vegetables, some things that are fibrousy to give a little bit more of a full effect and to help them support them throughout the day. Now, something that I want to make sure to cover is detoxification gone wrong. So again, with this training program, we're really looking, like we said, to see what is going to work for 80% of people. So most of the time, you're going to find that people do these sorts of protocols and they're going to get really great results. But of course, we know in medicine, nothing is textbook all the time, that there are outliers and that we will find that 20% of people might not detoxify well. So there are phases of detoxification. Remember, there's phase one and phase two. So the thing to really go over here as short as possible and as short as time as possible is that phase one is when we first are taking a toxin and we're making it more water soluble. Toxins tend to be very lipid soluble. They live in our fat. That's why they are stored in our fat. And so as we do detoxification, phase one is, say, revved up. It's upregulated. And that's going to make toxins start to change. All of a sudden, they move from being very, very fat-based, very, very lipid-soluble, to be more water-soluble. And it's really that process of turning toxins into their more water-soluble counterparts that's needed to mobilize them into the blood and into the urine and out of our body. So phase one starts that process. We take a fat-soluble toxin and we alter it slightly chemically to make it a little bit more water-soluble, but we don't actually finish that process in phase one. Now, the challenge with phase one is after we've altered that chemical, what we find is that chemical is actually tends to be more toxic to our body than that original toxin until phase two comes along. So there's that intermediate between one and two, between phase one and phase two, where we are more actual, we're actually more toxic. Now, when phase two comes along, we actually alter that toxin even more. And as we alter that toxin more, we make it more water soluble. And as soon as we finish phase two, then we're able to start to excrete it from our body. So what can happen is if phase one is moving quickly and phase two is moving slowly, which can happen sometimes for genetic anomalies, that the toxins build up in that intermediate step. And as I said, they're more toxic there. So since they're more toxic there, people can start to get really bad. They can feel really bad. Oftentimes it's headaches and digestion problems, nausea, and people can feel like they have the flu. It can be very, very uncomfortable for people. So if people are doing that, then the first thing to do is to really wean back on our protocol. So if this is happening with the Opti Cleanse GHI, for example, we might want to cut things down, cut that shake down in half. So basically, if we're doing two scoops for a meal, then we actually might want to do one scoop for a meal and then supplement that with, say, a couple ounces of a lean protein, because we won't get enough protein in that way without it. So we can alter it that way for people. Same thing when we are looking at the packet. So we can basically say, okay, well, instead of an easy way to do this when we formulate a packet is to say, okay, well, we're just going to split the AM supplements over AM and PM and then alter that the next day and say then give the PM supplements over AM and PM the next day. So day 30 to 60 might actually be 30 to 90 because we're spreading out those packets, really slowing things down for people. So that can be really helpful. The other thing that we can do is we could actually add a binder. So glucomannans. So the OptiFiber Lean from Zymogen has a product in it called glucomannan, which is a fiber. It's going to feed the intestinal microbiome, but it also is going to bind toxins. So we can add that during phase two, during this detoxification phase, to basically bind toxins. And by binding toxins, essentially that means it binds them in the intestinal tract and helps to make sure the toxins stay in the intestinal tract, aren't reabsorbed into the bloodstream, and get out into the stool. So we go through that a lot more detail in the advanced course. We're trying to keep this very succinct for you guys so you can get through a lot of information. So if you want to go and learn more detail about these phases and about the binding and that process, as well as phase three of detoxification, definitely join us for the advanced course. But what we really want to make sure that you're clear of in this course is what to do if things go wrong. So things go wrong, slow down the protocols, add some OptiFiber. And with that OptiFiber, basically you can do that away from meals. The OptiFiber is basically, OptiFiber Lean is going to be best done away from meals. So do taking one scoop of it 30 minutes before food and other supplements, or 2 hours after, 1 to 2 times a day can really help. So adding that in if detoxification goes wrong. Now, a Herxheimer reaction is basically what I'm talking about. It's the name for when detox goes wrong, when we have this toxic buildup and these toxins are mobilized and they're causing all of these symptoms, these flu-like symptoms, and we're not getting things out. Now, sometimes when people will look on Dr. Google, they'll say, oh, Herxheimer reactions are great. It's a sign that things are working and things are mobilizing. And yes and no, they're great in terms of the fact of we know that we are on the right track with what we're doing because this person is obviously having a huge toxic response, which is letting us know that there is a lot of toxic buildup. So that's good information. Now, the problem is with Herxheimer reactions, we're actually getting a huge amount of inflammation. We see inflammatory molecules such as TGF-beta-1 and NF-kappa-beta going up. So this is not good. This is we're getting an inflammatory cascade. We can have an increase in our cytokine response. And more inflammation is actually going to be hard on the body. So we actually want to use Herxheimer reactions as positive information for us, but we want to minimize their recurrence or their occurrence because this is actually going to be a stressor on the body and people's bodies are already inflamed typically and under a high degree of stress. So if you're seeing that occur, that's why it's important to do things such as add the OptiFiberLean, such as slow down the protocols, increase water. We can also do things such as saunaing and making sure people are exercising, Epsom salt baths, all of these things that help open the emunctories and help get some of these toxins out. So that's really what we're going to do if somebody has a Herxheimer. And like I said, if you want more details on this, if you want to know more about how to work with the NRF2 gene is basically going to activate what's known as the antioxidant response element that's associated with detoxification. So as we detox, it's a very oxidative stress type of reaction. The NRF2 gene and that sort of pathway is going to make sure that the antioxidant pathway is regulated very well so we can deal with the antioxidant stress mechanisms of detoxification. And all of that's built into these Medipacks. All of that's built in by having DIM and curcumin, some of these great NRF2 upregulators. So all of that's built into what's happening here already. So it's covered for you. But if you do want to know more details on this, as well as understanding things like what do we do in cases of heavy metals? What do we do in cases of mycotoxin, mold illness? How do we work more uniquely with all the different phases of detoxifications and all the different sub pathways? So phase 2, for example, has 6 different sub pathways and different toxins will mobilize down each pathway. It's definitely way more detailed than we need to get in here. And it's more detailed that you'll need for many, many people. But if you want to be able to work with those chronic people that are not getting results from some of these basic things and have been to different practitioners and aren't finding results, if you want to know how to tweak this on a very, very, very finite level and a very detailed level, then definitely join us for the advanced course because we go so far down into these uniquenesses of liver detoxification in that advanced course. Also want to point out for you guys here just another basic thing that can be a huge, huge adjunct therapy and adjunct resource for your patients. Dr. Kai Carlson works closely with this protocol I've described for his clients, and he also supports other doctors to basically utilize protocols like that well, helping their clients. He has educational curriculum that your patients can go through to understand what's happening throughout this day 1 through 60. So it's basically a short education for your patients on the generals of a healthy lifestyle, of proper detox. And he's going to walk your patients through his online curriculum, how to do this. So if you want to really streamline this and take the amount of work that it's going to be on you to basically walk your patients through this, I would definitely talk to Dr. Kai Carlson at revitalizehealth.com. He can get you and your patients set up on this this curriculum that will guide them how to do this and take that work and that time away from you to make this super, super streamlined as far as getting your patients really dialed on some of this basic care, on some of the generalized diet and lifestyle protocols, so that you don't have to sit and walk them through all of this yourself. So if you want that extra support, strongly, strongly recommend reaching out to Dr. Kyle Carlson at revitalizehealth.com. And then in the next video, we're going to look at general protocols for working with the mind, working on the mind. So this video, we looked at the general protocols for the body. Remember, start everybody on these pretty much from day one. Then you'll be at a really good place by the time they get their labs done. Most people tend to finish their labs and we get the results somewhere around day 30 to 45. So somewhere in there, you've already going to have done so much great work for people. They're already going to be ahead of the game. And then we get the labs in, we start to really be able to customize and tweak things to take people even deeper into their healing process. So we'll see you then.